guy.
Jarvis Davis.
Basically came off the couch.
Jarvis Davis.
Play some semi-pro or professional, whatever you want to call Arena 2 football.
Jarvis Davis
was running wild himself.
You're in the locker room with Jarvis Davis on AM
1100. Welcome into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. I hope you enjoyed your weekend as always. It's the 4th of July weekend just passed, and I hope you indulge yourself in a lot of barbecue, because I did, and I found that out. I found that out in a kind of a harsh way, because I was actually coming. I was a little late today, and the reason why I was late was because I did my my annual doctor's appointment, you know, got my physical and everything, and the doctor asked me a lot of questions that I would say just yes to, yeah, I'm good, no problems there, but, you know, as I get older and coming up in this month, I'm actually going to be turning 32 this year, and I started to look at myself and start to think about, okay, all right, I got a little bit too much weight here, I got a little bit too much weight there. Probably need to lose a little weight here. Probably need to take some pressure off my knees. I'm not playing anymore. And as you can hear in I like to think of it as being funny intro, I play some type of form of professional football. So I am actually at a weight that I was actually at a weight that I'm, I actually was more than what I actually played back then. So that's not good. But as I was talking to my doctor, I was just sitting there. I was just like, okay, doc. You know, I'm trying to do this thing, you know, and I actually felt a little grown. I felt like a grown man asking different questions about, you know, projecting forward, and he asked me how old I was. I thought this was kind of funny as well. He asked me how old I was. He was kind of like, well, and I told him, I was like, I'll be 32 this year. He's like, oh, good. And I was kind of sitting like, okay, all right. It was kind of an uncomfortable moment. I was like, why are you asking me how old I am? Because I had to think about it. He was asking me how old I was because he wanted to see if I would be eligible for that test that as an African American male that you have to get, and it would be a prostate exam. And he was like, and he said, "Yeah, a prostate exam." I was like, "Oh, come on, man." Yeah, I'm so far away from that, and I asked him how old I had to be once to start getting those tests, and he said the age of 40. I was like, whew, great. This is a time that I would like to donate to see, is there another way that we can test for the prostate exam? And hopefully in the next eight years, they will come up with another one that can we can kind of go and get that thing figured out. I'm definitely pushing for that one. The next president who can figure out, or whatever funding the president can come up with that can actually do that, that's who I'm voting for. Oh, you can figure out a way to get another prostate exam? Another way to do it? Yeah, I'm good on that one. Yes, I'm with you. You got my vote. But, y'all, you know, as we, like I said, 4th of July weekend passed away, and passed this weekend. A lot of things going on in the NBA. We're going to get into a lot of NFL talk in the next hour. Tony Gonzalez is running his mouth again, and we definitely going to get into that. Now, he's not talking about Matt Ryan or bashing him or throwing him under the bus. Something else, I think something is actually kind of positive. Yes, I think he has a point. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Of course, we're going to go around the NFL as we get closer to the training camp. Is coming up actually on around the 24th or 25th, where a lot of veterans are going to report. And that's where we get to see people strap it up, put the pads on. Can't wait. I was actually speaking with my wife, and she was talking about, well, the cable bill is too high, and we might need to figure out something need to figure out. Well, for the next 6 months, we ain't figuring nothing out. We're going to pay that bill. And it's the Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. The NBA. Now, LeBron James, it has been a guy who I've always talked about as far as being the guy who has gotten so much publicity in the NBA, and he's been ruled a phenom or the next guy or the next Michael Jordan. And as I've gotten older, I've come to realize how someone who can be able to at least live up to those standards, I've commended him as a player. I haven't always liked LeBron James per se, being a true fan, as they say, but I've always respected his game. I've always tend to have been like that with when it comes to great players. Because I was raised to be an underdog, and you root for the underdog. I had my dad on the show right after Father's Day, and you can say you definitely can tell. You know, I picked up a lot of things just by talking with him and asking him different questions about, you know, the teams that he root for and or whatnot. But I think that LeBron James has the NBA at his feet right now. I think he has the NBA with free agency contracts coming up on July the 10th. The contracts are coming up for the guys to be able to sign their contracts, actually, and there's been like a woo period ever since this month has started. So it's a lot of things going on, a lot of stories coming out, a lot of tweets saying sources this, sources say, sources have confirmed, and we have, and over the weekend, there's been like a Where's Dan Gilbert or CNN was looking for this plane, Dan Gilbert's plane over the weekend. And as I was watching this, of course I'm reading and going around, you know, looking at different guys who are heavily involved in covering the NBA, Brian Wojnarowski, Mark Stein of ESPN, all of those types. I follow those guys and tend to be, you know, pretty much spot on when they're putting these things out. But I think LeBron James is doing something I think that has never been done before. And when I say something that has never been done before, he has teams right now, like the major players are kind of in limbo. You got guys like Chris Bosh, who I think is a very underrated player. Now, granted, the whole off-the-court stuff and him being depicted in these memes, which I think are very hilarious, to say the least. But on the court, I think he's kind of in the point where he's kind of like, since he's playing with the greatest player of all time, he's kind of like a side note. He kind of got like, and I think that now that the Houston Rockets are kind of getting a feel for where LeBron is, or maybe a Carmelo is, they're actually making a push to try to go after Chris Bosh right now also. So I think that when you talk about guys like Chris Bosh and guys like Dwayne Wade, these guys are in limbo right now because they don't know if LeBron James, what kind of decision he's going to make. And I affectionately call it decision part due. I think this may be worse than it actually was the first time. Because at least we knew by this date there was going to be an hour special. He's going to sit down and tell us where is he exactly going. It was kind of like a speculation of where he was going. But now, like, all of this is just pure madness on social media right now. I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine, Clonari Carter, who I've been known in this business. We've done a show together in the past, just talking about all these reports. Like, sources say Dan Gilbert is on a plane. Sources say Dan Gilbert is actually in his backyard doing a barbecue. Sources say confirmed that Luol Deng is going to meet with Pat Riley so he can appease LeBron. And I just find that so amazing that you have one person who is determining the whole entire market. LeBron James has monopolized the NBA. Imagine that. Imagine that concept. LeBron James has monopolized the NBA to a point where nobody is making any major moves right now until he makes his decision. Or they're posturing themselves so they can get him. And having backup, and then the Houston Rockets are kind of getting filled saying, okay, all right, well, since we might not be able to get LeBron, how about Chris Bosh? How about pairing him with Dwight Howard? A guy like Chris Bosh, who can be a 20-10 guy down low. He had to cater his game to LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, because you got those guys who are both slashers. It's not necessarily a good thing to be sitting trying to post up on the block. And you see the consequences of that by him having to step out and be able to shoot that three-pointer and working on his shot. Although he was very good. He was pretty consistent at shooting the three-point shot. But I think that's what was kind of turned people off about Chris Bosh. And it turned me off as well. But and when you actually kind of sit and think about it and look at it like, okay, he had to make this adjustment. He was the guy who was good enough to be able to make an adjustment like that and be able to do that. But I just find it so amazing that LeBron James has the NBA world at his feet right now. Everybody's speculating. Everybody is saying, sources say, and the wind is blowing this way, and it's the Miami, you know, beaches are going to be moved to Cleveland, and just so much stuff going on with, you know, where is LeBron James going? And personally, when this whole thing started, when free agency started and you started to see the domino effect of the big three opting out of their contracts, I started to think to myself, okay, LeBron James, he wants to opt out his contract because the salary, the cap is around about $63 million or so. And you can't have three guys at 18 and 19 or $20 million, even $20 million. It's not going to work. Because you're going to be picking up guys like me off the street paying them pennies. And I'll take that NBA salary minimum also. You know, if they want to give me a call, I'll get you some rebounds. That's about it. Don't expect anything else. Well, it's the Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. The number is 404-741. Oh, I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. 404-603-8770 is the number if you want to get in contact with this program. I'd like to get your thoughts on, do you feel like LeBron James is kind of transcending the NBA, or as far as when it comes to free agency? Because we all know the days of guys playing with one team is over. That's not that those days are done unless you have a guy like Jabari Parker. If he turns out to be who we think he's going to be, if he projects to be what he's going to be, I was remember when he first got drafted, he talked about staying with one team. That's totally different. That is something that's not the way of the world right now. Because you have guys like Carmelo being winding down right now. And you have guys like LeBron James who went through that already. Doesn't want to go through it now, but he's sending his agent to do all the dirty work, as they say. But I think that LeBron James has the NBA at his feet. And he's doing something that I think that somebody else has never done, who he's been compared to a lot, and that's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has never stopped free agency. Even when his contract time came around, they knew for a fact that he was not going anywhere. That thought didn't cross not one person's mind back then. Although he had his fights with management as far as being paid like he's supposed to be paid, which, I mean, to be honest with you, a non-businessman would have paid him whatever he wanted. And as well they should. When you got a guy who was the leader and the person who got those Chicago teams to win six championships, and he was the best player on every single team, hands down. I think you have to think about that. The guy who's considered the best player in the game has never done this before. LeBron James now is transcending the way the NBA is being run right now, being ran right now. No major player has signed to their team. Of course, we have the contracts coming up on the July 10th when they can actually sign, but you don't have any guys saying, okay, I'm going to go sign with this team. I like right here. Most of the role players are going through those talks and basically saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign with this team. I'm going to sign with this team. You know, you have mid-level guys who can be great, good role players for championship-type teams. They're still out there. And it's because of one reason, LeBron James. That's the reason. That's the entire reasoning behind that. And I think that's something to think about. LeBron has monopolized free agency in the NBA. Wait on me. He's sitting like, okay, I'll make my decision when I feel like it. I need to see what your plan is. What's the POA, Pat Riley? I'm waiting on you. 404-603-8770 is the number if you want to get in contact with the program. Talking about LeBron James and how he has the NBA at his feet. And I mentioned Michael Jordan. I want to talk about Mike on the next segment, coming up in the next segment. We'll get into that. You're in the locker room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows Phone.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
You are listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports and entertainment radio network, a service of Beasley Broadcast Group. Take us with you wherever you go. Download TuneIn or iHeartRadio on your mobile device. WWE Hapeville.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem. self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure. Closure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You've seen the Total Gym on TV for years. Total Gym is the all-in-one fitness solution designed to help you reach your fitness goals quickly. Top celebrities like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley rely on the Total Gym to keep in shape. And now you can try the Total Gym 30 days risk-free for just $49.95. $49.95. With the Total Gym, you can work out all major muscle groups, even cardio exercises with one machine, all in the comfort of your own home. And when you're done, you can fold the Total Gym up and slide it under your bed. Now you can get in the best shape of your life like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley have with the Total Gym. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial offer. Call now for free shipping.
800-291-2072, 800-291-2072, 800-291-2072, 800-291-2072.
So you're looking for a new apartment, hmm? I know. You want a good neighborhood, it has to be convenient, and you need a good price. Well, let me tell you about Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park, just off Old Dixie. The place is practically brand new. Fresh landscaping, swimming pool, a new playground for the kids, and you want value? How about a one-bedroom starting at $435 a month? $435 a month! And two bedrooms? Just $570 a month. Great appliances, laundry hookups in every unit, wood floors, clean carpeting and new paint, and all in a family-friendly neighborhood. So, of course, you're thinking, what's the catch? There is no catch. Plus, we've got a $149 move-in special, so you can move in right now. Just call 404-361-3729. That's 404-361-3729. Or visit us online at veracruzapartments.com. Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park. It's the best value in Atlanta.
Move-in special, $149 plus fees.
Who would I want to play one-on-one with? That list is very long. Start off with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Kobe Bryant in his prime, LeBron in his prime, D-Wade in his prime, Melo. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I don't think I lose. Other than Kobe Bryant because he steals all my moves.
Wow. That is the self-proclaimed greatest player of all time. And a lot of people would actually say that, and I would actually see he's the greatest player that I've ever seen actually play. Of course, you know, there, and then that can be subjective as well, because a lot of people think highly of LeBron James in that light. Some people think he's getting to be that way, but for the most part, I think that LeBron James could probably never get to the level Michael Jordan did because of, you know, the losses in the NBA Finals, all NBA defensive, all NBA defensive teams that Jordan was elected to, and being undefeated in the Finals. It's just so many. The resume is so long, and it was untainted and undefeated. I think it was just a scenario where you have to say, you know, at least for my generation, Michael Jordan is the best player of all time. before the break, it was talking about LeBron James, how he's monopolizing NBA free agency by basically handcuffing major players who normally would be winding down and be able to be picking their team as of right now. Or we'll have a good idea whether these guys are going to sign right now. But that's not the case. Because you have LeBron James, who is, I would say, definitely a transcendent player. And because I've never seen this done before, where everybody is waiting to see what this guy is going to do when it comes to media, on social media, reporters, networks, teams, management, coaches. Everybody is waiting to see what this guy is going to do, because once he makes his decision, all the chips are going to fall where they may. The number is 404-603-8770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program. We have a caller on the line, very familiar voice to the locker room. Is Sky, man. Sky, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, enjoying the sunny beaches down here in Daytona.
Hey, hold on now. Hold on. Let's get one thing straight. You're not going to call here and brag about how you're sitting at a beach, basting in the sun and catching a nice little tan and playing in the water and doing all that stuff and looking at everybody, you know, who, in their bathing suits. Now, you can't do that now. You can't call in and brag now.
Hey, and I'm not worried about where LeBron's going right now, I can tell you that.
Hey, I commend you on that because you're one of few who are not, you know, interested in wanting to know where LeBron going. So what you got for LeBron? Got on LeBron, man?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, those Where's Waldo books are doing tremendously. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe the NBA needs to come out with Where's LeBron Going books.
Or where's Dan Gilbert's playing?
Yeah, because I know all these other players are just waiting, you know, until LeBron makes his decision, because these teams are not going to dole out that money for them until they know they're definitely not going to get LeBron. And that's really, that's a terrible thing. I've never seen it happen in the NBA before.
Right. And a lot of times, that's why I played the Michael Jordan clip, because everybody tends to compare him to Michael Jordan and talk about what he hasn't measured up as far as the numbers go. But I think that LeBron James is doing something that Michael Jordan never did, because when Mike came to free agency, there was no doubt in your mind that he was going to sign with the Chicago Bulls. Everybody knew where he was going. It was just a figure, what the figure was going to be, because people didn't know what the figure was going to be because the likes of Jerry Krause and all those guys, those issues he was having with Bulls management back then. It was just where the number was. But now LeBron is kind of – he's done something that, like I said, we never seen before.
Well, the other thing about it is back then there was loyalty, both loyalty among players and loyalty amongst owners to keep those players together, and that is definitely not the case now. It's who gets the most or who doesn't have to pay the most, and that's the way it is, and that's a big change from the environment we used to have when we were growing up.
All right, Scott, man. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, be there next week, man. Love you.
All right, man. Take it easy, family.
Peace.
All right, now 404-603-8770 is the number if you'd like to get in contact, like give us your thoughts on LeBron James and how all of this coverage, and I'm surprised nobody has camped out outside his house and looking at his every moves. LeBron James is going to the trash can. Ooh, he threw away an Ohio State jersey. Does that mean he's not going to the Heat? Or does that mean he's not going back home? His wife posted a picture. Oh, we're going home. It's going to be good to be home. Oh, that means he's going back to Cleveland. I mean, just all of this coverage and all of this it's kind of got me to a point where I'm like, okay, all right. Weed out all of the wannabe reporters and all the sources say this and sources say that. I'm the type of person where LeBron is going to make his decision, but I want to see guys like Chris Bosh and guys like, I even throw in Pau Gasol, because I feel like if he goes to the likes of a team like, say, for instance, San Antonio, you can pretty much hang it up. They're probably more than likely going to be in the finals next year. Or if a guy like Pau Gasol goes to a team like Oklahoma City, because, of course, the reports were Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook flew out to L.A. to go meet with him. I am very intrigued by that signing, because if you can get some scoring from down low, because they haven't yet been getting it for the past few years, but Serge Ibaka has come on, and he's gotten better as far offensively, but he's not that guy who you can depend on to get he's not that third guy you can depend on to get you some points when need be. And Kendrick Perkins is not getting you anything. He's just a wannabe bully in my eyes. And that's all I have to say about Kendrick Perkins. In the locker room on AM 1100, I'm Jarvis Davis. Talking about LeBron James, and he's done something that not even the great Michael Jordan has never done. Because we always make comparisons of the two, because it's a time where you have to, when you start comparing people. Of course, I don't like the comparison because LeBron James is not done playing, and you never know what it is he may accomplish from here on out. But from what he's accomplished so far to what Mike accomplished overall, I think that it's unfair, and to be honest with you. But I think that if you're going to do it, you're going to have to kind of be fair about it also, because everybody always says that Michael Jordan, LeBron James hasn't done this, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done this. But Michael Jordan has never done this. He has never had it to a point where free agents are waiting, teams are waiting, general managers are waiting, coaches are waiting, role players, guys who might sign for the minimum, are more than likely waiting to see, okay, all right, if LeBron James signs with this team, I might be able to get on for XYZ amount of dollars. And if I can add value to that team, I can be a piece that can flourish around LeBron, or if I know LeBron and I want to play with him, I'll be willing to take this XYZ amount of money. For example, Ray Allen, who's a guy I think can play for two or three more years because he's a specialist. The league is lacking three shooters, pure shooters. They are lacking them. There's not that many. Everybody wants to dunk, and everybody wants to be slashers. So I think right now, if you're going to compare LeBron to Michael Jordan, we got to start bringing out some things, adding some things to LeBron James' resume. I'm adding it today. LeBron James has the NBA at his feet. He has monopolized free agency. Everybody's looking at him. Everybody's waiting on him. All the major players are waiting on him right now. And I find it kind of, let me tell you about myself and Michael Jordan, because when it comes to Michael Jordan, like I said, I'm a guy who's raised the root for the underdog, and Michael Jordan is the type of player that you have to respect. You have to respect him as a player, but you don't have to necessarily like him. And coming up, I did not like him. I rooted for all of those teams they used to play against. They used to run up against him back in the day, the New York Knicks. Even though I really didn't like the Pacers and Reggie Miller, I rooted for them because they were going against the best, Michael Jordan himself. But now, as I've gotten older, I think that I've got more of appreciation for Michael Jordan and what he did for the game. Because right now, and also, let me tell you another thing about myself. And of course, here in the locker room, you know, I always talk about who I am as a person, and because I want you to get to know me, and I want to get to know you. I want to get to know your thoughts, your inner deep thoughts, because I want it to be like therapy for you when you turn over to AM 1100 from noon to 2 on Mondays. Because I talk to you, you talk to me. It's called communication. It rules the nation, I promise you. But growing up as watching Michael Jordan, I think that it was I was a young pup, like I said, and I always rooted against him, but he was resilient, always did what he needed necessary to win. No doubt in my mind that more than likely they weren't going to beat them. But I still held out hope. I still held out hope. But now, as I've gotten over, I love Mike. I love Michael Jordan. The way he talks, because even in that clip when he was talking about, you know, who he liked to play, he said, I would love to play Jerry West. I would love to play Carmelo. I would love to play Kobe Bryant. And then right there at the end, I thought it was so funny because he said that only person who probably would have a chance of beating him would be Kobe Bryant because he stole all his moves. Oh, man, this guy, man. I like to fell out laughing when I heard that one because when you actually think about it, people compare Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant because Kobe basically modeled himself after the guy. I mean, it's a great guy to model yourself after, don't get me wrong, but I think it's a credit to him to even say that he possibly would even be him. Because early on in that clip, he said that I'm the best in the game. I'm the best to ever play in this game. So I love the fact that the guy is confident in what he's done and what he's accomplished in the game. A lot of times he don't even have to say it, and that's where a lot of people may get off on Michael Jordan, where they don't really care for him too much because they look at it as being arrogant. You don't know how hard that man worked to get where he was, and do what he did. I respect it. I'm highly respectful of him. But when you have LeBron James being compared to this man, I think you have to kind of take some things into consideration, like the fact that Michael Jordan has never had free agency where it is right now today, where major players like Chris Bosh and Pau Gasol and Luol Deng, those guys are waiting. They're waiting to see. Where is LeBron James going to go? Because I possibly might want to play with him. Or the team that he doesn't go to, I'm going to try to wait then to try to get more money. LeBron James is controlling the market right now. And that's something Michael Jordan has never done. 404-603-8770. I am Jarvis Davis. It's AM 1100. Going to get into some more free agency talk. Talk a little bit NBA and then we're going to transition into the NFL, talk a little football. That's next on The Locker Room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
Attention diabetics. How would you like to reduce the pain of testing your blood sugar as well as the pain in your wallet for paying for your supplies? Well, now with the new state-of-the-art meters available today, sticking your fingers may be a thing of the past. These new meters provide virtually pain-free testing in a fraction of the time while using a much smaller blood sample. And right now, we're giving away one of these new meters for free to everyone who calls up to sign up for free home delivery of their testing supplies. We specialize in helping helping diabetics every day who are covered by Medicare or private insurance get the supplies they need conveniently delivered to their home. To receive your free home delivery of your diabetic testing supplies and get a free state-of-the-art meter just for signing up, call this number right now.
800-419-2160. 800-419-2160. 800-419-2160.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
If you're a diabetic, you and I both know the process of testing your blood sugar levels can be painful. Well, now there's an alternative from Advanced Medical Support. Call us today to learn how you can get a state-of-the-art meter with the newest pain-free technology.
800-419-2160. 800-419-2160. For free delivery of your diabetic testing supplies, call 800-419-2160.
Shell experts here with a pitching machine to demonstrate the importance of protecting your engine.
You can never have enough protection, which is why new Shell gasolines now have 20% more nitrogen-rich cleaning agents than before.
And why my colleague is holding a shield.
Think of me as an engine. This shield is new Shell gasoline.
And the baseballs are gunk that attack intake valves and fuel injectors.
Come on, gunk, is that all you got?
Gunk is out of here.
New Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. No other gasoline protects your engine better.
You've seen the Total Gym on TV for years. Total Gym is the all-in-one fitness solution designed to help you reach your fitness goals quickly. Top celebrities like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley rely on the Total Gym to keep in shape. And now you can try the Total Gym 30 days risk-free for just $49.95. $49.95. With the Total Gym, you can work out all major muscle groups, even cardio exercises with one machine, all in the comfort of your own home. And when you're done, you can fold the Total Gym up and slide it under your bed. Now you can get in the best shape of your life like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley have with the Total Gym. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial offer. Call now for free shipping.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. The number is 446038770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program, if you want to respond to anything that we have talked about. Been talking about LeBron James and all of the coverage that is of NBA free agency. And I ran across and it got me to thinking about how LeBron James has become, is doing things that has never been done before. And as we talk about, you know, things that have never been done before, of course, that's when you make the comparisons of the players to the players of old. And a lot of times LeBron James gets compared to Michael Jordan. And when you have a guy like Michael Jordan, who has accomplished so many things, and I think that, you know, everybody can run off those, most of those accomplishments off the top of their head, the six championships, the three back-to-back-to-back, I mean, the two back-to-back-to-back championship runs that they had, Michael Jordan going to go play baseball, although he didn't, you know, do that well. Michael Jordan couldn't hit a curveball if it slapped him in the face, literally. You know, the eight All-NBA defensive, you know, defensive player of the year, the all these accomplishments, you know, Space Jam, you know, that's an accomplishment. Yep, I said it. He starred in Space Jam. Michael Jordan couldn't do no wrong back then. He had the Light Mike commercials. All these things that this man accomplished. But not this, in my opinion. Michael Jordan has never locked down NBA free agency like LeBron James has. He has got to the point where everybody is waiting. Everybody is waiting to see, where is this guy going to go? Of course, the fans want to know. Of course, social media wants to know. And there are so many reports lingering out there, and you have to double check and double check, check these guys' sources and who's actually saying these things, because a lot of times you have people who want to be reporters, and which is a, it would seem like it would be a glamorous position. But I get it. I understand you want to be first. You want to be the first person to say, hey, LeBron James is going here, sources say. Who those sources may be, we don't know. And, of course, they're not going to reveal those sources because of, you know, obvious reasons. But you have general managers maneuvering monies around to try to go make a play for this guy, waiting on to re-sign this guy, not making an offer to this guy so we can see if we can try to get LeBron. It's so much posturing going on right now. And I find it interesting. Some people can be turned off by it. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, one of my colleagues, Clonari Carter, we were talking about it on Twitter last night, that so many people are out there trying to report certain things to try to get some notoriety or be able to say, I reported it first. You heard it here first. But I'm intrigued by it because, like I said, my mind gets to churning about certain things. And when you think about, you know, I start to think back. Well, I even brought up Michael Jordan because I started to think back. Think back about how the comparisons of LeBron James to Michael Jordan, and how when you talk about when those conversations start, it's always what LeBron hasn't done. But I think LeBron has one up Mike, MJ. Michael Jordan has never done this. He's never locked down NBA free agents saying, okay, everybody wait, everybody out. Wait on me. I'll get there when I get there. And once I get there, then you make your decision. Then you go out and get this player. If LeBron James signs with re-ups with the Miami Heat, okay, Chris, now you negotiate your contract. Okay, Dwayne, now you negotiate your contract. Or if he leaves and goes back to Cleveland, okay, Chris, now, okay, man, it was good. Appreciate you. We got two. We have two rings, and we'll always have those rings. But I got to do what I got to do. Now, Chris, possibly go end up in Houston. He's from Texas. You know, I would think that, you know, the Hawks would try to make a play for him, being that he played college ball down here. And I think he would be a good addition to the Atlanta Hawks, but that's not how Danny Ferry rolls. And from those of you who are thinking that that's a possibility, or even LeBron James as a possibility, we need to stop it. Because Danny Ferry is not a guy who is very close to the vest, but if you watch the moves he's made since he's been here, he's very meticulous when he comes to working the cap and being able to have money to spend this year. He got rid of Marvin Williams. He got rid of Joe Johnson. In that albatross of a contract. Those are the things you need to pay attention to. But he brought in Paul Millsap last year, who was, in my opinion, the best free agency signing of last year. Paul Millsap came in here and balled. He balled out. Made the All-Star team for the first time. He was your go-to man when things got a little rough in the playoffs. He was the guy they gave it to slow the game down when you needed to. When you needed a basket, they went to Paul Millsap. Now, granted, that was when Al Horford was out for the season, and we're going to see how that works out this year. Of course, they were third in the East before Al Horford got hurt, so there's a possibility that they might be around that way again, especially if a guy like Carmelo Anthony goes to the West, or if the Miami Heat rejoin back up together. I can see the Hawks being that top three seed. I can see that number three seed. I can see that. That's a possibility. But when you have a player like LeBron, I think that this is something that I'm amazed at what I'm seeing right now, because it's a scenario where everybody is waiting to see what he's going to do. He has free agency. He has all the news outlets, all the four-letter network, CBS, NBC, everybody's reporting. Yahoo, everybody's reporting on the possibilities. My source says this. My source says that. And it's never happened before. Even the greatest player in the game has never done this. So, I think LeBron James is, he won this one, in my opinion, when it comes to accomplishing things that have never been accomplished before. And like I said, the reason why he even came to my mind, because he's always been compared to Michael Jordan. And a lot of things that Michael Jordan accomplished, LeBron has never accomplished, and he can't accomplish them. Like being undefeated in the finals. 6-0. So I think that LeBron deserves a little credit. Whether you like it or not, everybody's waiting on him. It's a locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. The number is 404-603-8770. If you'd like to get in contact with the program and got comments on LeBron or anything I've talked about in the past hour. But I think that right now I have to tell you about my 4th of July weekend. And if you'd like to tell me about your weekend and what you did over the weekend, you can do that as well. 404-603-8770. We're going to get into that next. And this is The Locker Room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
You've seen the Total Gym on TV for years. Total Gym is the all-in-one fitness solution designed to help you reach your fitness goals quickly. Top celebrities like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley rely on the Total Gym to keep in shape. And now, you can try the Total Gym 30 days risk-free for just $49.95. With the Total Gym, you can work out all major muscle groups, even cardio exercises with one machine, all in the comfort of your own home. And when you're done, you can fold the Total Gym up and slide it under your bed. Now you can get in the best shape of your life like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley have with the Total Gym. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial offer. Call now for free shipping.
800-291-2072, 800-291-2072, 800-291-2072, 800-291-2072.
So you're looking for a new apartment, hmm? I know. You want a good neighborhood, it has to be convenient, and you need a good price. Well, let me tell you about Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park, just off Old Dixie. The place is practically brand new. Fresh landscaping, swimming pool, a new playground for the kids, and you want value? How about a one-bedroom starting at $435 a month. $435 a month. And two bedrooms, just $570 a month. Great appliances, laundry hookups in every unit, wood floors, clean carpeting and new paint, and all in a family-friendly neighborhood. So, of course, you're thinking, what's the catch?
There is no catch. Plus, we've got a $149 move-in special, so you can move in right now. Just call 404-361-3729. That's 404-361-3729. Or visit us online at veracruzapartments.com. Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park. It's the best value in Atlanta.
Move-in special, $149 plus fees.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Didn't this weekend just make you want to smile? I know it did for me because it's a time where, you know, I got a chance to spend time with family, and my work schedule was a little different, so I had a little bit more time on my hands. A little bit of time to spend time with the wife and spend time with my brother. A little time to spend with my homies. The boys, the crew, the guys, the fellas, and whatever name you want to call your associates, as the professionals say. But this weekend is a weekend that, you know, a lot of people like to celebrate and by indulging themselves in some good old barbecue, some ribs. The pig was I'm sure the pig was very scarce on the grocery stores on today, because there was a lot of pig probably eating this weekend. Some cows and some turkeys, and those things are kind of at a minimum right now. And lots of ice. But to give you a little peek into what I went through this weekend, on Saturday, Stone Mountain Park. That'll probably be the last time I will go there on the 4th of July, because when you have Highway 78 backed up for at least 3 to 4 miles before you even get to the exit, yeah. Took about an hour to get into the park. Yesterday, my uncle, they were cooking out and, you know, having a lot of family from his wife's side of the family, my aunt, same thing. You know, brought a lot of people in, and the food was abundant, but it took us a very long time to get there. But I'm just saying, man, it was so funny to see how many people came to that park on one day. It got to a point where they were actually stopped letting people in. They stopped letting people in the doggone park. That is so interesting to me. You stop letting people in the park because there's so many people there. And Stone Mountain Park is not a little park. Just, you know, just to kind of give you an idea. It has a humongous rock there with some presidents on there that, you know, it's subjective on how I may feel about them. But, you know, they're part of history in this country, but I think that that'll probably be my last time going on that day. But I'm a more laid back type of guy, less crowds, you know, the better for me. Low key, not that many people there. That's my type of crowd. I think that's what I'll be looking for. Probably go the day before or the day after. That'll be my plans. But reaching the top of the hour, y'all, we're going to get into some NFL, heavy NFL talk next hour. This is the Locker Room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
You are listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's Sports and Entertainment Radio Network, a service of Beasley Broadcast Group. Take us with you wherever you go. Download TuneIn or iHeartRadio on your mobile device. www.hapeville.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
You know your business should be social media ready, but you have no idea how to get it started. You've seen the Facebook Like Me boxes and the Twitter birds all over the place, but you have no clue about how they can help your business? Then you need Online Media Interactive. At Online Media Interactive, we're dedicated to providing quality, cost-effective online marketing, social media and branding strategies that level the playing field for startup businesses and budget-conscious entrepreneurs. Get your website ready to promote your social media presence or build a brand new website that showcases your business in a way that says, I'm plugged in to the social revolution. Online Media Interactive can help you do that and much, much more. Don't get left behind. Call Online Media Interactive today at 678-905-9097. That's 678-905-9097. Or visit us online at www.onlinemediainteractive.com.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows Phone.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Fiery guy.
Jarvis Davis.
Basically came off the couch.
Jarvis Davis.
Play some semi-pro or professional, everywhere, whatever you want to call Arena 2 football.
Jarvis Davis
was running wild himself.
You're in the locker room with Jarvis Davis on AM 1100.
Yes, this is the locker room on AM 1100, and I am Jarvis Davis. That open was 100%. The number is 404-603-8770. We are going into the second hour of the program. In the first hour, we got into some NBA free agency talk and talked about how, as I watched all of the coverage and the people reporting and everybody has a source and talking about, you know, where LeBron's going to go and Dan Gilbert's plane is here and he's denying reports that it's there and he's in his backyard and everything. And it got my mind kind of churning to the point where I started to think. I was like, okay, everybody always make comparisons to LeBron James and talk about what he hasn't done and what Michael Jordan did and he hasn't done and he can't accomplish. But when you actually look at this, what's going on right now, Michael Jordan has never done this. Michael Jordan, we knew that he was going to be with Chicago Bulls. It just was a point where it was the numbers. You just needed to know what the numbers were going to be. And all of the back and forths or some of the ill will that Mike may have with Bulls management at the time, it was just the point where he needed to be paid his value. He wanted to get all the value he wanted to get out of there. We talked about that in the first hour, but I want to get into some NFL. You know, former Atlanta Falcons tight end Tony Gonzalez is in the news again. And, of course, this time he's not bashing Matt Ryan or saying he's not an elite quarterback and, you know, throwing everybody, Thomas Dimitroff, under the bus, although he didn't do that. I'm just, you know, being facetious. But I think he has opened his mouth once again. And he wrote an article on CBSSports.com titled, NFL's Backward Salary System Hurts Elite Players Like Jimmy Graham. Now, we have a guy like Tony Gonzalez, who is a Hall of Fame tight end, speaking or making a comment. Normally, people are going to listen. And I am one who is an advocate for that, because you have a guy like Tony Gonzalez speaking out for his fellow brethren, tight end Jimmy Graham, who found out he was a tight end last week. It was just an arbitrator ruled he was a tight end. I don't see what the all the hubbub was about. But, and I for one was a guy when he was talking about Jimmy Graham was trying to go through all this to try to be paid like a wide receiver, but I think he was going about the wrong way, because Tony Gonzalez makes a good point. He said the salary system is flawed because it pays you according to your position instead of paying for production. And I think that a guy like Tony Gonzalez needs to be the spokesman for this, because he even talks about in the article when he's saying the chief GM at the time was Carl Peterson, and his battle cry during the lengthy negotiation was, quote, "You're not a receiver, so I can't pay you like one." Back and forth we went, says Gonzalez. The franchise tag was bestowed upon me. I missed all the camp, but ended up receiving the biggest contract for a tight end in NFL history. I should have been happy, right? Hell yeah, I was happy. I got paid, and I didn't have to go to a Dick Vermeil training camp. So in that right there kind of tells you where Jimmy Graham needs to go with this. You need to talk to the team. You need to get to a point where you're having this conversation by, okay, forget the fact that I'm labeled as a tight end. You trying to change your position is not going to work, because we know you're not a wide receiver. And if you were to line up outside, there's a possibility that you might not be as productive in my eyes. Because by you saying that, you're trying to devalue the wide receiver position. And we all know there are some guys out there that are the elite. They are at the top of their game, and they are one of the, you know, if not best receivers in the game. If you look at the best receivers in the game, Jimmy Graham is not on that level. The reason why Jimmy Graham is so successful is because he's able to take advantage of those matchups against guys who can't necessarily cover, and they're not paid to cover a lot of the times, because you have safeties, guys who he's lined up on against linebackers, against safeties, guys who don't normally cover. So when you have a guy who's putting up these type of numbers, now don't get me wrong, just to go over quite a few. Just a few numbers for Jimmy Graham. Last season had 86 catches for more than 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, which led the NFL. He averaged 14.1 yards a catch. And over the past 3 years, he's averaged 90 balls, 1,169 yards, and 12 touchdowns. And a league-leading 36 touchdowns over that span. So he's caught more touchdowns in the past 3 years than any player. But I think that Tony Gonzalez is making a great point when you have the guys being paid according to their position instead of for production. That's the problem. That's an issue. Trying to get your title change is not going to get you more money. Because look at the way the system is set up in the regular world. I can't do great work and be one of the best board ops ever in radio, and then try to go into the office to my program director and say, hey, I want to be paid like our morning show host because I'm productive. No, No. No, that's not going to happen. You see how it is? You see how that works? See how that sounds crazy? That's exactly the way I thought when I said this guy's, when I heard that Jimmy Graham was going to an arbitrator to try to be classified as wide receiver. No. You're going about it all wrong. Tony Gonzalez, a Hall of Fame tight end who went through these things and got to be considered the highest paid tight end in NFL history twice, he went about it the right way. But now, if you sit around and you kind of take a look at the landscape of the NFL, they're going to do what they need to do. They're going to do what they need to do in order to get to the point where they're always going to be making money. The system is not going to be set up to where the players are going to make money, more money than the owners. Of course, that's never going to happen, but it's going to be to a point where they're going to make more of the money. They have the ability to make more money than what they make now. Because it's to a point now where when you hear of guys and holding out or sitting out training camp, the guys are looked at crazy, and they're saying the guys are being malcontent, and then the guys are to a point where they're not loyal anymore. Like Sky used earlier, guys are not loyal anymore, and he said teams are not loyal anymore. I feel like, in my opinion, teams have never been loyal. They've never been loyal. So if you're looking for teams to be loyal, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And with Tony Gonzalez coming out saying the guys should be paid for production, I agree. I'm with them. Totally. Because who's to say that offensive guard is not more valuable than that left tackle? That guy who is a guy like Will Shields or who Tony Gonzalez played back then, or a guy like Nate Newton who played on those Dallas Cowboys offensive lines. Lord knows how valuable those guys were back then. Because there's a salary structure in the NFL that doesn't exist in other leagues. And Gonzalez gave examples. If you have a 20-10 guy in the NBA, he's going to get paid. Regardless of what position he plays. And in baseball, we all know, if you're able to hit 30 to 40 home runs, 100 to 125 RBIs a year, I don't care if you're the pitcher, you are going to get paid. But I think that Tony Gonzalez makes a good point. The salary system is flawed because you have this every year. Every player feels like they should be paid more. And I'm with the players on this one, because you have the NFL who is making hands over fist, billions of dollars every year coming in. And these owners, these fat cat owners, they're making money. They're making hands over fist regardless of what market. Because you have those TV deals in place. Those guys are making plenty of money. So when I hear of a player like Jimmy Graham trying to do whatever he can do to try to get paid, I understand. I get it. But I think he got to a point where he kind of went about it the wrong way. Trying to change your title? No, not going to happen. You got that title once you came in the league, and it's with you for the rest of your time. It's just like when you go into college and you get that nickname that you don't necessarily like, but guess what? It's going to stick with you. It's not going anywhere. That's why, you know, I'm glad I got a pretty decent nickname when I was in college, because I knew once you got that name, it's going to stick with you. It's not going anywhere. It's like that nasty net in that South Georgia heat when it's 100 degrees outside and you have an open wound on your body. It's going to get the blood, whether you like it or not. So I think that it's funny to me that, you know, Jimmy Graham tried to go out and get his title changed. I mean, come on, man. But I think Tony Gonzalez has a good point. You should be paid for your production. And not just paid because, okay, you play this position, this is how much you deserve to get paid. But please believe me, if a guy like Tony Gonzalez, who now has a platform with CBS, who's going to be on NFL Today this year, if he becomes a spokesperson for this, if he really is behind a guy like Jimmy Graham and for his, you know, of course he played tight end position, and he is vouching for this man, saying, hey, pay this man. He's produced. Pay him. You need to become the spokesperson for this. When the CBA rolls back around, you need to be in front line, right on the front line, ready to do battle. Because it's going to take a guy like you in order to make some change. If you'd like to make a comment, you got a comment about, is Tony Gonzalez out of line? I don't necessarily think he is, but you do. Give us a call here in the locker room on AM 1100. I think that if you have a guy like this, if you have a guy who has a lot of pull, who has a platform, like I said earlier, he can make a difference. Change can be made. Because the NFL does not care about you not getting paid like you feel you should be paid. Here's the structure. Deal with it. And I don't necessarily think a current player is going to be able to make that change. Because the NFL is always saying, well, we care about the players and the safety and all this stuff. You never heard them come out and say, oh, we care about how much money these guys make. Never hear that. You will never hear any type of commercial or anything like that come out with the NFL saying, we care about our players and they should get as much money as they should. No, that is never going to come out. You can forget about that one. The safety ads came out because lawsuits were coming. And they were trying to save as much money as possible. So the current players can't come back and say, oh, we didn't know. No, yes, you did. You knew what you were getting yourself into. Heads up program and all of this dollars being donated to concussion research. Yeah, we did that. The older guys got away with it, and that's still up for grabs. That money hasn't been dished out yet, shelled out yet. So we shall see. Tony Gonzalez has a good point. Players should be paid to how they produce. I think you have to take that into consideration when you're talking about a guy who has led the entire league over a 3-year span with 36 touchdowns and Jimmy Graham. Yeah. The boy put in work. So pay the man. But it's just unfortunate that, you know, he plays for the New Orleans Saints, that a team that is in cap hell right about now. But that's another movie. 404-603-8770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program. We're going around the NFL. Got some interesting stories that kind of piqued my interest. Goodness gracious. We're going to talk about that next. That's next in the locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
Attention diabetics. How would you like to reduce the pain of testing your blood sugar as well as the pain in your wallet for paying for your supplies? Well, now with the new state-of-the-art meters available today, sticking your fingers may be a thing of the past. These new meters provide virtually pain-free testing in a fraction of the time while using a much smaller blood sample. And right now, we're giving away one of these new meters for free to everyone who calls up to sign up for free home delivery of their testing supplies. We specialize in helping diabetics every day who are covered by Medicare or private insurance get the supplies they need conveniently delivered to their home. To receive your free home delivery of your diabetic testing supplies and get a free state-of-the-art meter just for signing up, call this number right now.
800-419-2160. 800-419-2160. 800-419-2160.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Everydoor direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
One more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
If you're a diabetic, you and I both know the process of testing your blood sugar levels can be painful. Well, now there's an alternative from Advanced Medical Support. Call us today to learn how you can get a state-of-the-art meter with the newest pain-free technology.
800-419-2160. 800-419-2160. For free delivery of your diabetic testing supplies, call 800-419-2160.
Shell experts here with a pitching machine to demonstrate the importance of protecting your engine.
You can never have enough protection, which is why new Shell gasolines now have 20% more nitrogen-rich cleaning agents than before.
And why my colleague is holding a shield.
Think of me as an engine. This shield is new Shell gasoline.
And the baseballs are gunk that attack intake valves and fuel injectors.
Come on, gunk, is that all you got?
Gunk is out of here.
New Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. No other gasoline protects your engine better.
You've seen the Total Gym on TV for years. Total Gym is the all-in-one fitness solution designed to help you reach your fitness goals quickly. Top celebrities like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley rely on the Total Gym to keep in shape. And now, you can try the Total Gym 30 days risk-free for just $49.95. With the Total Gym, you can work out all major muscle groups, even cardio exercises with one machine, all in the comfort of your own home. And when you're done, you can fold the Total Gym up and slide it under your bed. Now you can get in the best shape of your life like Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley have with the Total Gym. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial offer. Call now for free shipping.
We interrupt this program with a special news bulletin for Georgia consumers.
Do you plan on staying at a hotel, resort, going on a cruise, renting a car, flying on a plane, playing golf, eating at a restaurant, taking your family to Disney, Universal, or any other theme park? Or how about checking out dinner shows like Medieval Times, Arabian Nights, or Cirque du Soleil? Then you need to listen carefully.
Effective immediately.
All consumers are now able to join Hotels Etc., the world's largest volume discount travel program available.
I repeat, Hotels Etc. is now available to the public.
Stop paying full price. Join Hotels Etc. today and slash your travel and entertainment costs by up to 70%. 70%. We're so confident that you'll join Hotels Etc. Once you join, you'll receive a 3-day, 2-night vacation to one of 30 destinations. Don't delay. Call right now. 877-967-7283. 877-967-7283. Or sign up on the website, hotelsetc.com. That's www.hotelsetc.com. Purchase required to receive vacation.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Phone number is 404-603-8770. If you'd like to make a comment, earlier we were talking about Tony Gonzalez, who wrote an article on CBSSports.com, talking about how players should be paid, not according to their position, but to production. Makes it a little bit more simple. Having all these guys getting the franchise tag with the top being paid according to the top five players at their position. Well, just make it simple. What kind of numbers you putting up? Okay, well, we can go back to this guy who got paid this type of money, or this guy got paid that type of money for putting up these type of numbers. All right, now let's talk. So I'm with Tony. But I don't think it necessarily happens unless a guy like him, you know, gets involved and say, okay, I'll be the spokesperson. I'll come in Demaurice Smith when y'all start going, when that CBA rolls back around, and I'll come in and speak on a player's behalf. But I think that when you have to have a guy like Tony, a guy who has a platform right now. Like I said, he's going to be on NFL Today on CBS come this upcoming season. He has the platform now. He has a voice, starting with this article. Pay the guys. Pay them according to their production. But in the end, you know the owners are always going to win. So it's not about you getting paid to a point where you're going to make more money than them. Oh, no, no, no. That's not about to happen. But it's all about getting paid like you should be getting paid. If you have a tight end like Jimmy Graham who's had 36 touchdowns over the past 3 years, which is more than anybody, yeah. Why shouldn't he be paid $12, $13, $14 million a year? Why not? It'll be up to the teams to figure it out. New Orleans Saints, they might be losing one of the greatest tight ends in the league right now, because we all know their cap situation. It's a little flawed. Had to make some very interesting decisions in the offseason, but speaking of the off season in the NFL, like I have this couple of stories I want to, you know, throw at you, because as I was going through doing some research and just reading some things, it was just some things that kind of stood out to me. Number one, Bryant McKinney, and here's the title on the article. I think you probably would have clicked on this yourself. Repo man takes car. ... You don't pay, you don't drive. You got a guy who's working in the NFL or playing in the NFL, getting a nice check, been a decent, very good to above average offensive lineman. Above average to good offensive lineman is throughout his career. Considered one of the best tackles, you know, prior to now, probably early on in his career, but overall, his career, been a good to above-average offensive lineman. And it reads, more problems for unemployed NFL star Bryant McKinney. TMZ Sports, which might be better than ESPN when it comes to, you know, their sources and reporting stories now, I know it's hard for you, some of you all to admit, has learned the former lineman's fancy car has been repoed after he stiffed his lawyers on a huge bill. Here's the deal. According to the documents, Bryant never paid his Florida lawyers over $20,000 in bills, fees, and penalties stemming from work they did several years ago. The lawyers sued for $21,354.69. They made sure they got that 69 cents, but McKinney never paid. So, they took it upon themselves to go after that 2012 Infiniti QS56 so they can auction it off. So you can pay back the attorneys, pay off that debt. Good to get out of debt, right? But here's where the story gets interesting. It says Bryant, you know, has had these type of money issues before, and we all know about the stripper gate he had a few years back, where there's a lot. He was hit over here. There was a bottle thrown. Somebody was hit, and just a whole bunch of stuff going on. But this is not the first time he had these legal issues. He settled a lawsuit with a strip club owner who claimed the NFL player stiffed his establishment on a $375,000 bill. Bryant. What am I missing here? $375,000. How do you work up a $375,000 bill at a strip club? I know you're probably saying, like, Jarvis, what kind of question is that? You're from Atlanta, you know how the strip clubs work. Yeah, I do. But $375,000? It's more than $250,000 at a strip club. I think I can find somewhere else to, you know, spend my money. I've seen tens of thousands of dollars thrown in a strip club before. But $375,000? Whew, man. What do you got going on, Brian McKinney, man? I hope you find somewhere to work this year. Hopefully, it won't be in Atlanta because, oh, man. Whew. You will have some vices, my friend. Because I like to think that this is the capital of those shoe model clubs, I like to call them, affectionately like to call them. All right. On to Marty Wardenwig has made the news. And he has some interesting thoughts to say about the newly acquired running back Chris Johnson. All right. Just give you a few little stats before I actually go to what Marty Wardenwig has to say, and I'll let you be the judge. Johnson has 7,965 rushing yards in his career. Not even at 10,000-yard mark, who a lot of the greats of all time are at and have exceeded. Of course, 28-year-old Johnson rushed for 2,000 yards. And Wardenwig has come out and said that he possesses a first ballot Hall of Famer in Chris Johnson. Now, I don't know if I'm just totally off today. I'm off basis today. But last time I checked, Chris Johnson is not a Hall of Famer. And definitely not a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think that's blasphemous for him to make a statement like that. I understand, you know, building your players up so, you know, they can think they're, you know, up to a certain level, and then, you know, if they don't reach that level, you set the goals high. If they don't reach that level, they're still good, you know, they still have produced, and you're still getting something out of a guy who basically has failed the past couple of years in Tennessee. But when you come out and say that the guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, come on. What is that? Is that really just, I mean, I understand, you know, having expectations for your players, but saying the dude is a first ballot Hall of Famer? I don't know about that one. You can kind of help me out on that one. 404-603-8770. If you got any comments, you can tell me how Brian McKinney got a $375,000 strip club bill, or you can tell me kind of plead Chris Johnson's case to see if he for him to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Not if he rushed for 2,000 yards again, which has never been accomplished before. We've talked about that on the show today, doing things that has never been accomplished. If he rushed for 2,000, maybe so, but, you know, who knows? Next story. We got a story about Josh Gordon is in the news again. He's been arrested on, has DWI charges. He was already being looked as being suspended. And they got his mugshot right there for everybody to see. And funny thing that he has he has on a shirt with some stars, kind of similar to the flag. So looks like he has that American pride when he took his picture. Oh, man. Goodness gracious. Man, the police captain, Tommy Klein, says Gordon was appreciably impaired at the time of his arrest. And General Manager Ray Farmer says, we are aware of the matter and are disappointed to learn of this situation. We will comment further at the appropriate time. I think it's safe to say that Josh Gordon is not going to be on the team this year. And that's unfortunate because he was a guy who was picked up in a supplemental draft and was given a second chance at life in the NFL and had produced, actually led the league in receiving yards. Guy was a baller, or a dog, as they like to say. Man. And Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer recently reported that sources close to Gordon are concerned that he could have a tough time making it back into the NFL if he is forced to stay away from his support system. Gee, you think? Hold on, let me read this again. Quote, have a tough time making it back into the NFL if he is forced to stay away from his support system. He's not being forced to stay away. He's forcing himself to stay away. Can't stay out of doggone trouble. I just don't understand. When you're given an opportunity to play in the NFL, I mean, at what point do you kind of just give yourself a self-evaluation and kind of look at some things and have a conversation with yourself? Because in life, I think you need to have a conversation with yourself, because you may have people around you who might not be willing to tell you that your poop doesn't stink. And when you surround yourself with those type people, you have the poo face, and you're going to be taking a lot of mug shots because you're making money and you're not being told when you're wrong. You're not being corrected. You're always being told you're doing a good thing. You're getting better on the field. But what about getting better as a man? Because it gets to a point where you have to grow up. When does this become your profession and not just a game? And a lot of guys look at it as a game, but they're great professionals. They don't have to look at it as a profession because they have the core. They have the core values. Work hard. Lift weights. Work out. Run. Stay out of trouble. That still sounds very simple, doesn't it? And I think it is. Because you can bring the strip club to your house, in my opinion. Why do you have to go to somewhere else's establishment and pay to watch girls, you know, model their shoes? You can have them model your shoes at your crib. And invite a couple close friends. Notice I said close. Not random guys and Pookies and Ray Rays off the street. I don't think you need to do that, but close friends. You can have yourself a good time. Guess what? You don't have to drive anywhere. Imagine that concept. Huh. Drink and, you know, do whatever you do and partake in the trees, as they say. That's what you want to do, man. Josh, man, your career is going to be short, my brother. I think it's the time. It's that time for you to kind of, you know, bring it in, my brother, because you're already facing about a good year suspension already. You don't want to get yourself banned. All right. On to a more positive note, safety Tanard Jackson will be trying to get his career back and this summer when he goes to training camp with the Redskins. And Tanard Jackson is a guy who went to the Bucks coming out of college, and had a very promising career, a start to his career, playing under Raheem Morris, who was the head coach at the time. And I think that I enjoyed watching him play because he was a guy who was a decent guy in coverage, and he's a guy who bring the hat a little bit. And I think he was showing a lot of positives when it comes to him, you know, being one of the better safeties in the NFL. But now that he's with the Redskins, it's kind of like he's been out of the league for the last 2 years, and he's trying to make a comeback. Now, where this got my attention was because of the quote that he said in this article that was on ProFootballTalk.com. It says, going from playing football to working in a warehouse at a 9-to-5 job is a humbling experience, Jackson said. It's taught me to never take anything in this business for granted. Now, coming from talking about a player like Josh Gordon, who's probably going to be like Tanard Jackson in a couple of years, he's going to be trying to make that comeback. But the only difference between Tanard Jackson and Josh Gordon is Tanard's been humbled. Tanard knows what it's like to go to be working at a warehouse and making $10 to $11 an hour, punching a clock. So he's in a place now mentally where it's going to be a scenario where he's going to say, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm at a point in my life where I've grown up, I've been through some things, I've had my experiences, I did what I've done off the field. And it got me to the point where I was out of football for 2 years. And I'm trying to make a comeback. Because when you have a guy saying, I worked a 9-to-5 job and it's a humbling experience, that says a lot. I know you're probably saying, well, he shouldn't have did it in the first place. Well, yeah. You shouldn't have did what you did in the first place. It's just that your stuff, your poo, is not being put out in articles. It's not being covered. So I will never be the one to sit up here and say, oh, this guy shouldn't be doing that, this guy shouldn't be doing that, and pointing the finger. Because in reality, we've all done some things that we're ashamed of. It's just that we were fortunate enough for it not to be on the front page of a sports section right after it happened. And Tanard has some familiar faces up in Washington. I mentioned Raheem Morris was the head coach. His DB coach is actually going to be Raheem Morris. So I think that we have got stories like this and guys who have come back and saying they've been through this. They don't want to deal with that anymore. I've been humbled. When those words come out of your mouth, almost 95% of the time they actually mean it. It's genuine. Because I think it would be great if we can all go through life and not having to say, man, I've been humbled. I am humble now because of .. Man, I remember when I used to ... But I don't do it anymore. Because ... This is a locker room on AM 1100. I'm Jarvis Davis. Just going around the NFL. Got some stories. Talked about Brian McKinney. Got his car repoed and had a $375,000 bill with a strip club owner. I don't know how. Like I said, if you got some details on how you can get up over a $250,000 tab with a strip club, by all means, let me know. Marty Mordenwig has come out and said that Chris Johnson is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know what he's drinking. He might be on some of the same drugs that Josh Gordon partakes in. And talk about Josh Gordon. He's been locked up again. He has his he's a proud American, and he's a mugshot. Has the stars and everything on his shirt, so he was definitely out celebrating on the 4th of July weekend. And Tanard Jackson, who had just finished talking about being out of football for 2 years and working in the warehouse, working a 9-to-5, and now he's come back and saying he's humbled. I bet you are. It's interesting, you know, how you can go from making making $700-$800 an hour when you were making $10,000-$20,000 every week. Yeah, that's a big difference. Huge difference. Huge adjustment. Now you get into things called a budget. when you're bringing home the $700-$800 every 2 weeks. That's the fun stuff. And the last story, we're not going to be talking football. We're going to talk about a little football, or however they say that. A little soccer, as we like to call it. Tim Howard, you know, a guy who made a humongous name for himself in the World Cup, having 16 saves, setting the World Cup record by having 16 saves. And a lot of people and that has been subjective on how good of a job he did, because a lot of people saying it was a strategy. The United States were playing back, so that's why that way Belgium was able to get that many shots on goal, and you know, it was only a couple of them that were, you know, that were considered great. But I'm not on that bandwagon. I'm on the wagon of the dude played a hell of a game. Just by sitting there and have to be able to be prepared for more shots on goals than normal, yeah, he played a hell of a game. But Tim Howard seems to have a more familiar past there. Played some basketball back in high school. They say he was a prep basketball phenom, as they say. And the report is that Tim Howard put the lockdown on Jay Williams. You know, Jay Williams was the guard he used to play for Duke University and was drafted to the Chicago Bulls coming out of college. And, you know, Tim Howard said they had several D1 offers, but at the time he had already committed to U.S. soccer. I think he made a pretty good decision, because he said a lot of, you know, mid-major colleges were offering him, so it wasn't the big schools, but, you know, apparently he had a little D back in the day. So I think that if you have guys like that, you know, those always are the stories that come out later on. You never know who's going to come to be who. I mean, I know Jay Williams probably sitting there saying, like, man, that dude didn't do anything to me, man. Come on, man. But, hey, man, it is what it is. Obviously, the guy's a hell of an athlete. Playing the way he played in the World Cup. Man, you know what? I just realized something. And 404-603-8770 if you'd like to get in contact with the program. But I just finished talking about soccer. in the locker room on AM 1100 for more than a minute. I mentioned World Cup soccer on last week, talking about the United States and, you know, their dealings. Because they actually played on Tuesday of last week, and, of course, they lost to Belgium. But I think that this is an accomplishment. I've reached the feat of being able to talk about soccer for more than a minute. Because I actually watch the games, you know. But I like to think I'm a versatile sports talk show host. I got it in. I got my soccer talk in. I think I'm good now. Probably for about another good three and a half years to when the next World Cup rolls around. But I think that, you know, all these things going on, we talk about the NFL. It seems like this is a time of year where just all these stories start to come out, and guys just can't seem to just get it right. But, you know, some positive stuff in there with like guys like Tanner Jackson. I'm actually definitely looking forward to see how that turns out. If he does well and they have to cut him, you know, there's a city, you know, that we're in right now here in Atlanta. You know, wouldn't mind having a little safety help there. Oh, yeah. He's turned his life around. So, you know, you don't have to worry about him acting up. He's trying to get a check. He doesn't want to go back to that $9, $10 an hour warehouse job. And I don't blame him. I'm not trying to go there either. That's why I'm talking to you here in the locker room on AM 1100. But coming up next, as we get ready to wrap up. Oh, man. I think it's you have to get to a point where it's just time to just say yes. We're going to talk about that next in the locker room on AM 1100, and I'm Jarvis Davis.
So you're looking for a new apartment, hmm? I know. You want a good neighborhood, it has to be convenient, and you need a good price. Well, let me tell you about Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park, just off Old Dixie. The place is practically brand new. Fresh landscaping, swimming pool, a new playground for the kids, and you want value? How about a one-bedroom starting at $435 a month? $435 a month! And two bedrooms? Just $570 a month. Great appliances, laundry hookups in every unit, wood floors, clean carpeting and new paint, and all in a family-friendly neighborhood. So, of course, you're thinking, what's the catch? There is no catch. Plus, we've got a $149 move-in special, so you can move in right now. Just call 404-361-3729. That's 404-361-3729. Or visit us online at veracruzapartments.com. Vera Cruz Apartment Homes in Forest Park. It's the best value in Atlanta.
Move-in special, $149 plus fees.
Your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows Phone.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Welcome back into the locker room on AM 1100. I am Jarvis Davis. Getting ready to wrap things up, but before the break, I told you, you have to come to a point in life where you just have to say yes. Because if you know, as you all know, or if you don't know, I have been on a little health kick lately. But I'm trying to get to a point where I don't call it a health kick anymore. I call it a lifestyle change. I thought I could just lose weight just by eating right and working out here and there. But I've come to realize that that is not the case, because as I went to the doctor today, I was a little suspect on that scale. And I think I've come to a point in my lifetime where, hey, yeah, you're getting older now, as my doctor told me repeatedly. You're getting older now, Jarvis, and you're not playing ball anymore. Obviously, that's probably 6-7 years since I strapped it up. But it's time to start running. And I've been trying to dodge it. I've been trying to dodge it for so long because I couldn't stand running. I actually despised it. I don't like running. Can I just eat right and lose weight? Well, the answer to that question for me and my body, no, not going to happen. So as I go on this journey of trying to lose weight and telling you all about it, I think I'm going to start running, and I'm going to start, you know, lifting weights as well. But as I go on a journey in this locker room, I hope you stay along with me every Monday from 12 to 2 on AM 1100. And you can always listen online at 1100entertainmentradio.com. Sky's going to be back. Thanks to Sky for calling in on today. He's going to be back on next week. And you can follow me on Twitter. Got to get this shameless plug out of the way. At JarvisD90. He's saying some interesting things. I would like to think anyway. Like I said, if you don't think highly of yourself, who else will? Shoot. Forget y'all. I'm always going to think highly of myself. This is Locker Room on AM 1100. And I'm Jarvis Davis. Happy Monday, folks.